Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 16.
Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Doo, here is the Nard with a show for you. Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Dee, if you're a bear, you will listen to me.
What would you do if you're bored to death?
You can go online on the internet.
Check out the website bearpodcast.com.
When you find the site, you'll feel at home.
Hope you like the look of it.
Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Doc. If no one listens, who gives a fuck? We will live in happiness too, like the Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Doo.
Hello, bears and cubs. Yes, this is the Nard. This is my Halloween special. I'm just calling it Halloween special because tomorrow is Halloween, that's why. And why the Oompa Loompa theme? Because I want to tell you guys a traumatic experience I had with Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Now, he didn't molest me at the Chocolate Factory, okay? Unless perhaps it's... Willy Wonka looks like Kevin James or James Gandolfini, gosh, I'll be there like Veruca.
I won't go to school till I have it.
Veruca, sweetheart, angel.
You see, when I was in Manila, we didn't have the Willy Wonka movie. My uncle would record it here in the U.S., in Betamax even. Then he comes home for Christmas, and we would watch it. Here's the traumatic part. He didn't record the whole thing. It only finished up to the last kid, Mike TV, when, the Wonka Vision thing, and he shrank. That was when Grandpa Joe went inside Willy Wonka's office, and then the film stopped right there, as soon as he got in. We were pissed. Oh, imagine all those kids. Many of us, and then we're watching it. It just stopped right there. So, for about 15 years, we never knew what happened afterwards. So, for a kid, that's really traumatic.
Grandpa, this banana is fantastic. It tastes so real.
Try some more.
Later, in my college days, a friend of mine had the Laserdisc of it, so I said, we better watch this damn thing, or else hell will break loose.
That's wonderful, Charlie! Grab onto me, Charlie. We're gonna be all right now.
So we did. And when we reached the part with the last kid with Mike TV and the Wonka Vision, I watched it carefully. Imagine a 20-year-old glued to the screen watching the last part of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Then Charlie returned the everlasting gobstopper. They rode the Wonka Vader. Then they flew around the city. I was in awe for a moment because of the rush of memories of the loss of not having to see the last part of the movie. Then it dawned on me, that's it. This is what I've been waiting for more than half of my life. I thought it was nonsense.
A little nonsense now, rushed by the wisest.
Well, some would say that's based on a children's book, but we didn't have those books in Manila. We had a different set of reading material back then. It's always different in different countries, right? So anyway, I brought this up because last week I came across the movie Willy Wonka on HBO, so I thought I brought it brought some brought back some memories, and that's why I brought it up. And years after, well, a few months ago, yeah, Willy Wonka, no, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with Johnny Depp came out. So I had to watch that, and you just can't compare. I mean, I still like the original one. I would think that Oompa Loompa costumes would be great. I mean, I know it's been done before, many have done that before, but you know, I just think it's just cool having those orange skin and stuff. But it has to be done in a group, you know, four people and one Willy Wonka in the middle. Willy Wonka in a circle jerk with Oompa Loompas. But anyway, I'd like some candy now.
What kind?
A Snuggler Sizzler?
Wonka's Scrumdiddlyumptious?
George Takei is the gay. Yes, he came out last week. George Takei is the famous helmsman as Sulu in Star Trek original series. Okay, I have here the article from CNN on him. Okay, it's entitled George Takei Treks Sulu. I'm gay. Los Angeles, California. George Takei, who as Star Trek's Sulu was part of the Starship Enterprise crew through three television series seasons and six movies, has come out as a homosexual in the current issue of Frontiers, a bi-weekly Los Angeles magazine covering the gay and lesbian community. Wow, it's really nice to hear that he came out. Some people I know said that, oh, he's been gay. We knew he's gay. But I don't know. It's the first time I've seen or I've heard that he's gay. Anyway, okay, on with the story here. Takei told the Associated Press on Thursday that his new onstage role as psychologist Martin Dysart in Icarus helped inspire him to publicly discuss his sexuality. Takei described the character as a very contained but turbulently frustrated man, and the play opened Wednesday at the David Henry Hwang Theater in Los Angeles, the same day that Frontiers magazine featured a story on Takei's coming out. So, isn't it nice that we have a Star Trek icon who's gay? And let me read on some more. The world has changed from when I was a young teen feeling ashamed for being gay, he said. The issue of gay marriage is now a political issue that would have been unthinkable when I was young. The 68-year-old actor said he and his partner, Brad Altman, have been together for 18 years. Wow. Takei, a Japanese-American who lived in the U.S. in internment camp from age 4 to 8, said he grew up feeling ashamed of his ethnicity and sexuality. He likened prejudice against gays to racial segregation. It's against basic decency and what American values stand for, he said. Takei joined the Star Trek cast in 1966 as Hikaru Sulu, a character he played for three seasons on television and in six subsequent films. He received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1986. A community activist, Takei ran for the Los Angeles City Council in 1973. He serves on the advisory committee of the California Civil Liberties Public Education Program and is chairman of East-West Players, the theater company producing Icarus. Yes, it's good to hear that he came out, and I guess being in the play in theater really inspired him to do so. And what was I going to say? Yes, if you in Star Trek, there's a lot of gay themed either stories or parts of the show. I remember in Deep Space Nine there was this hot lesbian action between Dax and a girl who used to be the character's former wife or something like that. So I think that sparked a lot of controversy. Also, if you read the books of some of the Star Trek Voyager ones, and I think it's entitled Pathways. I'm not sure of the title, but they're talking about a gay couple in the Star Trek Voyager ship, in the Starship Voyager ship. I mean, they have a gay couple. Also, Harry Kim, who's playing, what did he play? Oh yeah, Harry Kim, who is the character of Garrett Wang in Star Trek Voyager. Harry Kim there, in the book, had a roommate who's gay, who's in love with him. So, Star Trek, gay people and gay and lesbians in the Star Trek universe is unheard of. It's not unheard of. That's right, not unheard of. So. Okay, so why did I bring this up? Because I am a Trekkie. Yes, I love Star Trek. I feel bad about Star Trek Enterprise being canceled. And I am a Star Trek Voyager freak. You tell me a scene, and I'll tell you the title of that of that show. Well, that's how I am. But this is not about me. It's about George Takei. My message for George Takei, if ever he ever listens to this, bravo to you, and thank you for coming out, because you're an inspiration for a lot of people, and more power to you, and hope your play will be fine, will go well. And if you guys have any reaction to this, everyone listening to Bear Podcast right now, just send me an email or leave me a voice message. You know, my voicemail line is 206-222-BEAR. Okay, hopefully I can hear you guys, whatever your reaction is. I'm beginning to think about this, that since he came out, I don't know if the Slash site, you guys heard of the those Slash sites, like name slash this name, having, you know, meaning those people having having affairs, having sexual encounters. I remember there's this story about Kirk and Spock called Kirk slash Spock. So I would think there's going to be a lot more going on now with Sulu slash Chekhov. What do you think, guys? If you have any site where they have any information about that, any slash stories about George Takei, or I mean Sulu, just let me know. I have here an email from Spiff. Let me see, let me read it here. Hello, I've just started listening to your podcast and wanted to say I enjoy it. I'm in the U.S. Army, military, police, and I'm currently stationed in Japan. I was stationed in Germany for a few years and Iraq for a year. Anywho, like I said, I just wanted to drop a line and say I enjoy your work. Well, thank you very much, Spiff, and I hope you're safe there. And tell me more about the Japanese bears in wrestling, in sumo wrestling. Do you have any? I'm sure there are Japanese bears, you know, guys. So some of them are really hot too. But anyway, let me talk about something about our soldiers right now. Spiff here is in Japan, and I want to recognize a certain person in the bears, BEARZ community in LiveJournal. His handle there is Strange Writing. His name is Strange Writing. STRANGEWRITING. Strange Writing. I don't think I'll be posting this there. I just wanted to mention this. So anyway, this is cross-posted to various places. So he said, and so I find myself sitting in my bunk once again, unable to sleep. I guess for once I have valid excuse for not being able to sleep, as opposed to the many nights I have spent in the past unable to slumber. Later today I will begin my assignment to Iraq and engage in the military aspect of my job. I have been a soldier for over 4 years, and in the time that I have been enlisted, the thought of going to war was occasionally crossed my mind. To be honest, I really did not ever think that I would be going to Iraq, let alone have volunteered for it. Yet here I am, writing in my journal for the final time in the U.S. for what could be quite a while. I won't continue reading this right now because for me, when I was reading this, it's a little bit more emotional, because he's writing as if this is going to be the last time he's going to write to his blog. And there's a lot of people, a lot of people writing, commenting on his post. Where is it? It's in livejournal.com/community/bears. Bears, B-E-A-R-Z. I'll put the link on the website. And people from all over Live Journal are all responding to his post, because it seems sad that he has to go there to Iraq. And you know what happened last week or a few weeks ago, I don't know, that they had the 2,000 body count. It's really sad to hear. It's not something that I believe in. I personally do not like war, of course. Who would? But, you know, it's something that affects us all. Affects so many Americans. And right now, I'm reading here right now an emotional email in the Bears community. It's probably a bear chaser himself, like I am, just like any one of you guys. And here he is. What's the difference is he's going to Iraq, and we don't know what's going to happen to him. And well, Mr. Strange writing, I hope you do well there in Iraq. Come back to us, okay?
That's it.
Nice.
Yeah, sure.
Do
yeah.
you work so out a lot?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Okay, guys, I have here a rock star bear. His name is Keanu Bear on LiveJournal. He's a very talented musician. And I actually bought two of his CDs. One is Distance Too Empty, and the other one is Harmony Bunny. Those are the titles of his albums. His name is John Ashfield, and he also has a MySpace account, myspace.com/JohnAshfieldBand. So, let me read the part of his bio here. Multi-instrumentalist John Ashfield has been writing and playing music since his early teens. His influences started at home with his father being an accomplished barbershop quartet singer. Naturally, John looked to the younger and more happening version of a barbershop and discovered the Osmonds, who had begun as a barbershop group, later to become bubblegum superstars. This began John's foray into sunny pop bubblegum music. He explored other popular music for that time, his early 1970s, delving into Wings, Beatles, The Partridge Family, Bobby Sherman, The Fifth Dimension, and anything else that was on his AM radio while summering at the Jersey Shore. In high school, he could sing and put this to good use in school musicals. He played in bands and continued to write. He moved on to college, winning a four-year music scholarship and playing in more bands, varying instruments from keyboards to guitar to bass. He graduated college and began his day job as an elementary school music teacher, which he loves and still keeps. The kids of America rock, at least in his
Music Room. His most recent band, The Bobbleheads, got recognition in power pop music circles as the nicest, funnest group around. John Ashfield currently resides in San Francisco, California. Yeah, I'm supposed to be in California on November 11th, and I wanted to watch one of his gigs, but his next show is supposed to be on that 13th, on that Sunday. I'm going home by then, so I'm going to miss John's show. Anyway, so yeah, check him out. He's Keanu Bear on LiveJournal, so you can go to livejournal.com/users/KeanuBear. Keanu, I see, and Keanu Reeves, I see, in The Matrix, Keanu Bear, Keanu Reeves. I wonder, well, I remember far before when I was reading his blog that he's called Keanu Bear because he looks like Keanu Reeves. So, John, have you ever worn one of those shades in black Matrix attire? Maybe you should do that next time in one of your gigs. So more power to you, John, and hope you guys listening to this try out checking his albums. Oh, I got his music from cdbaby.com. cdbaby is the where you can buy the CDs, and that's where I got his albums. One is Distance to Empty, one is Harmony Bunny, and there's a lot more CDs you can find there, and a lot more music, more diverse. So check it out, cdbaby.com. So, all right. So more power to you, guy, and thank you for letting me feature you, John. Bear vents. Okay, we're gonna go to some here in the U.S. and some out of the U.S. Let me see. Here we have November 18th, Palm Springs, California. Yay, Maximus Cigar and Pipe. Let me read the blurb here. Come and join the men of Maximus for a smoke and who knows what can happen. We have events in Palm Springs, Los Angeles, San Diego, and San Francisco. Check out our website for events coming up and judge for yourself. We're also coming out with a calendar for 2006. Picture attached is a sample of what's to come. Oh, there's a picture on the website. Yeah, try going to n2maximus.com. n2maximus.com. Okay, next event. Bears in the Woods in Blairmore, United Kingdom on November 18th. Come and join Bear Scots at the Blairmore House in Argyll for a weekend away from it all. This is a long weekend for the Bears in grandiose country retreat. Set on a hillside in the heart of Scotland, overlooking forests and lochs, and full of friendly bears. Woof. Blairmore House provides the perfect venue to relax and unwind with friends, with spectacular views over Loch Long and the Firth of Clyde, three floors, and accommodation for 22 bears. 22 only? How many are you guys expecting to come to this event? Anyway, you will spend the weekend scheduled in luxury. You can relax in front of one of the open fires, chat with the bears, or take a dip in the indoor swimming pool. Perhaps you fancy a game of pool in the pool room. Or a relaxing session. Or a relaxing session in the jacuzzi or sauna. Check our webpage for more information. And their website is pretty long. It's bearscots.org.uk/bears_in_the_hills05.html. It's in the website. Okay, I'll give you the links later. And then we're gonna have the annual Thanksgiving potluck in Philadelphia, November 19th. Ooh, baby. Ooh. My partner's distracting me. Okay. He was playing with his nipples. Anyway. Okay. All right. Philly Cubs cordially invites all Bears, Cubs, Ursulas, Goldilocks, admirers, and friends to the second annual Thanksgiving potluck. What to bring? Hors d'oeuvres, appetizers, entrees, vegetarian and meat-based. Vegetables and sides. See our website for a detailed list of expected attendance and menu. The website is phillycubs.com. Phillycubs.com. Yeah. The link will be on the website. You can call phone number 215-681-3226. Okay, you need to call there if you get an RSVP. So all you people from Philadelphia, or if you guys are any of you guys are going to Philadelphia, just give RSVP there or visit the website. Okay, that wraps it up, guys. But before I go, I would like to tell you guys that there's a video of my visit at Texas Renaissance Festival a few weeks ago. No, last week. Yeah, it was just last week. It's in QuickTime MOV format, so you can download it there if you're using an iPod. The new iPod video, you can play it there. Or if you're using iTunes, you can play it there also. Or if you have a regular browser, you can use that also to watch it on the website. Again, the official website is bearpodcast.com. If you want to leave voice messages, you can call me at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Or you can send me an email at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. And if you have a voicemail, I'll play it, maybe to play it. And if you have an email, I'll read it online. So thank you very much, and hope you guys have a good week, and I hope Halloween is good for you. For some people, it's a new year, it's Samhain, so happy Samhain to those who believe, blessed be, and I hope you guys have a good week, have a good Halloween, and I'll be back next week. So, take care, guys. Many wolves and many hugs.
Tell me what you're thinking when you close your eyes and dream again. The morning comes and I see you.